Gus Bradley and the Jacksonville Jaguars back to work after the bye week, getting ready for the Week 12 matchup with the division-leading Indianapolis Colts. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back to work Monday, the day after the bye week, back on the practice field today. 10 games down, 6 to go, and it has a similar feel to last season. Remember, the Jags were 0-8 leaving Wembley Stadium last year, but rallied to win 4 out of the next 5 games. This year, the Jags are 1-9 leaving London, but have an opportunity to make the most of the final 6 weeks of this season. Gus Bradley today said he wants to get rid of the self-inflicted wounds and then see what happens.
They're seeing glimpses of it. They're seeing this is a great drive. This is a great defensive series. This was a nice job on special teams. But then it's like we have these things that pop up that keep us from finishing. And I think that's what's frustrating for the guys more than anything.
Some Monday notes. Tight end Mercedes Lewis expected to be active this week, coming off a high ankle sprain suffered week 2 in Washington. He's been practicing for a couple of weeks. That should be a huge help to the offense, as should Brandon Linder. He's back on the practice field. The right guard had a shoulder injury in Cincinnati, missed the Dallas game in London. We'll see how the week goes for the right guard. And on defense, rookie cornerback Aaron Colvin is active. He'll play in nickel situations. The fourth-round pick tore an ACL at the Senior Bowl back in January. Let's hear from senior correspondent Brian Sexton. Over the final 6 weeks of the season, it's time for the rookie quarterback to take the next step.
I guess you're pretty frustrated with the Jaguars to this point. 1-9 doesn't leave much to get excited about, and November is the most exciting month of the season. November is when those teams that belong in the playoffs establish the fact, while those that don't, prove it. On Sunday, I watched the Cardinals, Patriots, Chiefs, and all the other contenders play meaningful games in November, and I longed for those kind of games right here in Jacksonville. We won't see those over the final 6 weeks of this season. We're left again to look to the future and what might be better in 2015. Truthfully, it's all about Blake Bortles. If you watched the Packers or Patriots yesterday, you saw teams who have the quarterback to win it in November and February. The Jaguars know Bortles isn't going to transform into that guy in 6 weeks, but he can make the game-winning throw in one of those final 6 instead of the game-killing turnover. That would be a major step forward. They've seen his leadership, his moxie, his flair for keeping plays alive. But what they haven't yet seen is his flair for the moment. That play where the game is won or lost. They'd like a taste of that before this season ends. That morsel would be more than enough to overcome a season that has been more difficult, call it sour, than anyone expected.
Remember, Jaguars All Access tonight at 7 on Channel 4. Sam Kavaris, Jeff Lagerman, and Mercedes Lewis, the tight end, is the guest. The Jaguars are off Tuesday, back to work Wednesday to continue preparation for the Indianapolis Colts. And that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.